San Antonio resident Candace Stark had never heard of Chagas disease until she was told that she had it.
July of 2013, I went down and donated blood. About 4 weeks later in August, I received a letter with the lab reports showing that I had the T. cruzi antibiotics.
The next problem for Candace was finding a doctor who knew how to deal with Chagas.
The first one didn't know very much about it himself. And he sent me to a second one that was still having to read out of the books.
Doctors are now playing catch-up. They were taught in medical school that Chagas was a tropical disease, and up to 11 million people in Central South America and Mexico have it. But Paula Stigler-Granados says that's wrong. It's turning up more often in Texas. She's a public health professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health.
Recently, the Texas Blood Bank Supply started screening for Chagas. And as a result of that, over the last couple of years, we're starting to see cases of it pop up. We know that Chagas has been in Texas for a really long time. We just haven't been screening for it.
This next part, it's gross. The bite of the kissing bug delivers Chagas disease to its sleeping victim. It's called the kissing bug because the insect targets the area around the mouth and then it feasts on blood. And then it defecates on the person near the bite, causing the infection. Chagas then, over the years, damages the victim's heart and can lead to an early death. Doctors might think the victim simply suffered from heart disease.
Americans are sitting ducks waiting for an epidemic to happen.
Dr. Seema Yasmin is a professor of public health at the University of Texas at Dallas. She's concerned that America's blood supply lacks the safeguards to prevent the spread of Chagas, even though blood banks are now doing some screening.
We only offer a once-in-a-lifetime test. That means that you could go today to donate blood, have a Chagas test and it's negative, but then you go back to donate 6 months later. In the meantime, you could have become infected with this parasite, but because you already had that one negative test, the blood center is not going to test you again.
Dr. Yasmin says this is a giant loophole in the nation's blood supply.
And that really compromises the safety of the entire U.S. blood system.
It's unknown how common Chagas is in Texas, but it's clear it's a major health issue. So in the last legislative session, fueled by the Ebola scare, Governor Greg Abbott signed House Bill 2055.
Which for the first time, and Texas is going to be the only state, is going to do active surveillance for diseases like Chagas.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, Houston. He says Chagas could be costing the nation up to $1 billion a year.
And if we think that roughly half or a significant percentage of those cases are in Texas, we're looking at costs of hundreds of millions of dollars to the state of Texas alone.
There is a treatment for Chagas, but it's not approved by the Centers for Disease Control because American drug companies are not pursuing it. Candace had to get special permission from the government to obtain her treatment from Argentina. Unfortunately, it's only effective 60 to 80% of the time, and it's virtually impossible to determine if an infected person has been cured. Candace says there needs to be a focus on Chagas prevention.
I don't want somebody with Chagas disease to be wandering around giving my kids blood. I just don't think that there's enough awareness out there. I know the doctors don't know enough about it.
She says the first step is to stop thinking about it as a tropical disease and realize it's a Texas disease. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.